Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Friday right here on Arts Game Show Party. And we're going to go right to our studio and take a caller. I have 0993. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening. It's Andrea.
How are you, Andrea?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good, good. And we have, I believe this is Ron coming on. Ron, is that you?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, and we have Holly. Hi, Holly. Hey, Holly, how are you? Happy game show party time. Hey, you know what? Last week they cut us off at 15 minutes in, so why don't we get to the game first, and if there's time after, we'll do some chatting. But first, I'll quickly see if there's any news. Ron, any news from you?
Well, of course, Alyssa, I want to thank you from last week because we did take a show. We carried the show over from last week, if you guys haven't noticed, that we cut off, and we took the game over here to our show, and I want to thank you for that last week. But we have an encore presentation coming up today. It's the Generation Gap. It's an encore presentation of Roker, which is tonight at 11:30.
Hey,
it's coming up Brooklyn Free Speech.
We might be looking for places to do game show party with changes going on in the world and at Mill Basin. We don't know where that studio is going. So we might be looking for a new place to do some game show party, Ron. If you have any ideas, let us know.
I will. And we could have it at the Brick Studio, or it's going to be one of the upcoming stuff.
We could do the little Brick Studio. You're going to be having access to the big studio, I hear.
That's correct. That's what I'm going to do very soon anyway. Because I want to take
so maybe we could arrange a game. We can arrange a game show there.
Yeah, we're going to do about two or three game shows. We're going to go lucky if we go all out. So that's going to be fun anyway. And so,
yes.
How was last week? Because I know it's been a crazy week anyway.
Well, I'm sorry. What was the?
How was last week? Because I know it went crazy last week when we cut us all off last week before we took it over to our show anyway for our Zoom conferencing things.
We did our Zoom conferencing. That's right. Well, let's get right on to our game now. Let's start with Andrea, since she was the first one to call in. I think she called in before I did. We have audience. This is Dear Abby was sticking with today. Audience Chatterbox Runes Concert for him. Or will piano lessons turn a boy into a sissy? Oh, those Dear Abby letter writers. I took piano lessons. I wasn't very good at it, but
I'll go with the first question.
Audience Chatterbox Runes Concert for him. Dear Abby, more than once during a concert, my enjoyment of the occasion has been greatly diminished when the person sitting next to me seems to feel that it is her right to chat with her companion whenever she feels so inclined. One brief comment would not matter, but a steady stream of chatter is hardly fair to others who come to listen. Can you suggest a way to effectively handle this rudeness? Signed, Arizona concert goer. Boy, I think I'm the chatterbox at a concert. But let's see. Would it be A, I would politely inform the chatterer that I had paid to hear the entertainment, and would she or he be kindly refrain from talking. B, train your eyes on her until she stops talking. C, get her attention by clearing your throat. D, tap her on the shoulder and put your finger to your lips and say, shh. Okay, Andrea, what do you think?
I'm going to go with C, season Charlie.
To a clear
trick.
Throat. The mm-hmm. old clear your throat trick. Ron, what do you think?
I'm going to disagree. I'm going to go with A.
Ron, did you ever have that happen to you at a concert?
You know, I've been to one concert before. It was a very good concert. It was like a throwback concert from the 1950s. It was at Square Garden. That was 1992. That was the year.
Yeah, I saw Paul McCartney recently at the Garden. My cousin got me a birthday ticket. And, but I think I was talking, and yes, I was rude. But, no, it is rude to do that. So, we actually had these, like, overhang seats. How about the ones in the theater that there are people that sometimes at a movie read the lines before the actors? Holly, what do you say? I know, Holly, you're sometimes in a concert, and I know you probably feel talking is rude.
Yeah, I'd have to shut up. Yeah, you know what? But I think she's going to say, do the nonverbal one, look at her, because if she does it, and it's going to attract attention, and then she's going to be making noise, too. So I think the nonverbal one, whichever one that was.
Right. Just stare at the person.
Yeah.
Any input from Mom? What do you think? Do people talk at a concert? No, I know that. That sometimes happens, like at a Broadway show, too. Let's see what Abby said. Abby said, A. Politely inform the chatterer that it's, yeah. I guess, you know, it's the most direct, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, Holly, isn't that what Mom did at a Broadway show you once saw with her? Was it Sugar Babies? No, I'm sorry, Holly. It was, opera?
It was radio.
Ballet.
It was
The Nutcracker, right, and the kid was going up and down, and it made the point.
Yeah.
The mother rightfully switched seats. Yeah, people have their free-range kids, you know.
I know.
Ron, why don't you pick? You're going to get the choice of piano lessons, turn boy into a sissy, or the bride is too efficient for words.
I would say the prize is too efficient for words.
Okay, let's see. I recently attended a large shower for a young bride-to-be. After the bride opened all her gifts, she passed around some envelopes and asked each guest to address one to herself. I had never seen this done before. What do you think? Signed, wondering. Now, here's Abby's choices. A, now I've heard everything. B, I wish I thought of that. C, I think she's entitled to her idiosyncrasies. D, I think it's a clever time saver. Ron, since you picked it, you get to go first.
All right. So I will believe it's going to be A.
Now I've heard everything. Now, Ron, you know baby showers and not baby showers, really, but a lot of wedding showers are now co-ed. They're called wedding
Jill?
Parties. What do they call that now, Holly? Because we were invited to one where it's both men and women.
Jack and
Have you ever been to one?
Well, I've been to one in the office, and one time I had a coworker, Abby Alston, I went to a shower for her. She has a baby shower, and then they put everyone like a co-ed one in one office to celebrate her arrival.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's, you know, we're of the age now. So what did you say again? You said A, right, Ron?
It was a. It was a nine.
Now I've heard everything. Holly, what do you say?
I think she's going to say, well, she has a right to her idiosyncrasy.
Okay. I have a slightly different answer. And Andrea?
No, I've seen everything.
You say that also? Now I've seen everything?
Mm-hmm.
She had the people fill out cards with an address. No, just so she can send a thank you card. She wanted I actually would think it's B. I wish I thought of that because I really think, you know, sometimes you may not have the address. Holly, I got to you, right?
I'm going to change my answer. I think you're going to say, well, it's a good idea. It's
a clever time saver.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's either B or D, I think. I think there's nothing wrong with that because you may not have everybody's address. I sure hope Stacy and Dennis enjoy that very tall peppermill I got at their wedding party. Yeah, I got them the tallest peppermill you've ever seen, Ron.
Oh, my God.
It was
God.
Very
I didn't
tall.
See how tall they were.
Oh, this is a tall peppermill.
Yeah. Well, you
I hope they
tall.
Like pepper.
Cooler than I had sometimes. Yeah.
Let's see what Abby says. Abby says D, yes. So she thought it's a clever time saver. So that's good. I agree with that. Holly,
Holly.
It's your choice. We'll have more time for one more, and then we'll see if they let us go into archive. If not, we'll be ready. Ron, you have a show tonight?
Yes, we do tonight. And we're going to talk a lot of things about the show that we call leftovers from our Roku show. And we're gonna replay the questions that one day said tastes like chicken, so since we have so much long on the video, we'll be playing that too. We'll talk about that quickly, okay?
Okay. So Holly, your choice, the piano lesson turned boy into a sissy, or thankless children put mother in law in an awkward position.
I'm gonna say the boy in the piano sissy.
Yeah, let's take a look. I have a piano lesson. My husband is afraid that if our son takes piano, he'll grow up to be gay or a sissy. Well, this is really antiquated, isn't it? Because when you play piano, your hand movements have to be graceful, not stiff. He thinks guitar is a better instrument for boys. I disagree. Our son is 8 years old and loves music. Please advise. I think the husband needs some shock therapy or something. Sign piano lover. A, either instrument is a fine choice. Pick one for him and start his lessons. B, encourage your husband to consult an expert who can substantiate or refute this theory. C, has your son expressed a preference for an instrument? That's the one he should study. As for piano lessons affecting a child's sexual orientation, that's sheer nonsense. Or D, there must be other reasons why your husband's worried about your son becoming gay. All right, let's go quickly because we don't have a lot of time left. Holly, what do you say?
I'm going to say C.
C?
C.
The son having a preference. Which one?
Yes.
Yes, the son having a preference. And Andrea?
C.
Son having a preference. Okay, and Ron?
And that was C.
C?
D, yeah, D.
I'll make it unanimous. I think it should be whatever the son prefers. And at 8 years old, the kid would have a preference. And Abby says, C. We were all in agreement. So, hey, I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. We're going to see if they don't cut us off and keep talking. But thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, tune in next week, next Friday, more Game Show Party. And, Ron, why don't you tell us more about that, what did you say, it tastes like chicken.
We did the episode. Since I made the episode, the final episode of the season, we ran a little long because with the Tastes Like Chicken Dish, we're going to do our leftover shows because the leftovers that we've done is the one we did not fit into the episode. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great. We'll discuss all that, including some of the past episodes in our game, our headlines game, you know, headline blanking and all kinds of stuff that's coming up. And then on another episode, we'll also be talking about our music show that I've done over at Greenhouse Cafe. So there is going to be a lot going on tonight. So it's going to be great. 11:40, join us. If you want to join us, Zoom conferencing, it's going to be great. We'll tape it on Facebook and all that stuff. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Well, it sounds good. Oh, we are in archive, and we are, but I would be remiss. Today is Alex's birthday. And
oh, really?
He is now old enough. Yes. Don't forget to wish him happy birthday if you see him on Facebook.
I'll text him tonight anyway.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Yes, he appreciates that. And now he's old enough to gamble. He can play 21. I did teach him today. I'll never forget the time I was actually probably around his age, but when I started going to the casinos, the age was 18 in Atlantic City.
I remember,
and
yeah.
So I went there. I was like 19.
I went to one in 1982. That was about 2 months after graduation. That was right back there, though.
Yeah, remember all those casinos they had?
I remember the one casino that I actually gone to for the whole day was Golden Nugget.
Oh, right. Well, the old Golden Nugget, which became Bally's Grand.
Right. And it was just like that, and finally get to play. And the bus I took it from the time I was in the Bronx, and it was a double decker bus to get to the Golden Nugget Casino. What was that? Hello?
Hello?
I'm still on. By the way, the Golden Nugget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was a it's a double decker stagecoach bus. It was just fantastic. And my mother and my grandmother, they both passed away. God bless their souls. Anyway, they took me on the bus, took it for the first time. Love it, like they take a look outside. I get to play the free first time. I actually won $71 that day.
Oh yeah, I once won quite a few. You know, I did well last vacation we all took. John and I got snowed out of Vegas. Holly calls and says, "Oh, you better be careful." I think you texted me, Holly, and said, "Oh, you better be careful. It's going to be a snowstorm." And I said, "Oh, I don't know what that girl's smoking. It's California." Well, sure enough, we see signs that the highway's closed, but we're ignoring it. I thought it meant something else. It's California. We did land in a rainstorm. But we ended up at a casino in California, and I ended up winning like $30 on slots.
I think it was called
Morongo or something.
Morongo, I have no idea.
Morongo in California. And they were very nice. And then we ended up at a Sizzler, which was kind of special because we don't have Sizzlers in New York anymore.
There's one in Kew Gardens or like Forest Hills.
Yes, Forest Hills, but that closed about 3-4 years ago. Metropolitan Avenue, yes. We were there about 2 weeks before it closed.
Wow. That's a long time ago that it really happened. But I'm really glad I've been there. But I'm telling you, so even though when you miss that place, you've been to, let me ask you one question. I might have to ask Andrew, you've been to a casino in Lansing before?
Yes.
And
did you
what
win?
Place that is?
Yeah, I've been to the Tropicana a few times. I'm mostly like broke even. But one time I went to the Resorts World in Queens and I won $500.
Wow.
What?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Ron, we better go with her next time.
I bet you do. Because remember, we got one in Queens still out of here. It is the Resorts Casino right there in Aqueduct. You can go there.
Yes. Did you, what was the most money you won, Ron?
Well, let's see. I know it's not the casino, but the most I've won now, it was recently when I won a lottery game, and that was with $200.
Not bad.
And
what, was it a scratch-off ticket?
No, it's actually won four.
Oh, wow. You picked four good numbers.
Yeah, because I was going to put my address up there, and it didn't came out, but it was, I gone for Fox, because when I go for Fox, you mix the numbers up, and it still come up Fox, and you still go home with $200 right there instead of the $5,000. So it was a good thing anyway.
Not bad.
Hey, but you know what's worse today, and by the way, no offense, folks, if you've been, I didn't get a chance to play lottery, but guess what number came up today?
Your birthday.
Anybody?
Yes. Your birthday.
822.
Wow.
Well, and here's why. Allison called me. She said, I can't believe you picked 822 and just didn't show up. And nobody even told what's an 822. She said, 822 was up there? And I said, uh-oh. I was in shock.
But you
and
didn't play it.
Born and raised, it was great. I got to play everybody's birthdays, and I got to do that anyway. This is
you don't
great.
Get 4:30.
I know 4:30 already because I already got that. Holly's 215.
No, 215.
That's 215. That's February 15.
But now you have to play both.
I got you covered. I'll put you in there too, okay? And see how much luck we get. It won't be that bad to win $500 anyway. So it would be very easy anyway. But it was surprising when 822 show up, and I can't believe it came up. And I said, you ever get numbers surprised before? They actually came up and without get a chance to play? That's happened. That makes a lot of sense anyway. Oh, gosh. So listen, here's one thing. Oh, by the way, I didn't get a chance to mention it, but since we did a lot so far, did you know now that did you saw the commercial, the new ABC show coming up this fall?
Supermarket Sweep?
Yes. I'm surprised.
I saw a few commercials.
I saw the NBA during the NBA game. I said, there's another game show coming up this fall, and I knew this was going to happen. It says, I said to myself, since it's, you don't have to say summer fun and games anymore. I think this is going to be ABC Fun and Games Sunday. I think this is a good time to see this fall anyway, because Leslie Jones, who's very funny, lady, she's hosting this show. This is going to be hilarious. I've got a feeling about this. Yeah, so,
and remember, Ron,
next time you're at the
checkout and you hear the beep, think of much fun how you would have on Supermarket Sweep.
I know. I can't wait. This is gonna be so much fun. I can't wait to see it anyway.
I got to see how they're gonna update it. Because you know that show started in the '60s from Fine Fair Supermarket.
Yeah.
You know, some of those are on YouTube.
I know. Mostly one in Connecticut, as a matter of fact.
Right. If you think about it. It might have been TV's first kind of like reality show, because it was more like running through a supermarket than anything else in the older version.
Yeah, I know. It's always fun because they show the prices, like for example, prices of meat, something. They show the prices of the oranges, like a pound of oranges right there. And they have to get this stuff. I saw the show. And then, of course, Richard Haynes was the announcer of the show, by the way.
That's right. And then later, he did the baby game.
I saw the show, yes. It was a lot of fun. But you know the funniest part about this one? The diapers of the rubber race already? And they put the sign that says diaper down. They put that in there. That sounds
ridiculous. You do know that they can never get away with putting babies in hamster balls these days.
I know.
What they were able to do in the 60s.
I know. This is like.
Yeah, Holly, you must have been very young. There was a game show called The Baby Game, and they like made babies race inside hamster balls.
Did the babies?
Did the babies? I don't think the babies knew if they liked it or not. They didn't know they were on a game show. Well, remember, That's My Dog?
That's really bizarre.
Ollie, that game show, That's My Dog?
I remember that, yeah. Yeah, the World Trainer Hulk there. It was good. By the way, I like the show anyway. Yeah, but I'm for two crazy seasons, and I like the show. But what about the one that the baby game was on? But remember, Baby Races?
Baby Races was less of a with Fred Travellino. Right?
Oh, yeah. He's still around.
That was less of a... But that was less of a game show, Baby Races.
I know.
It was kind of funny, but toddlers... Yeah. But they were actually... See, the baby game, the competition was... You had to predict... The contestants had to predict which baby would win a race. Boy, sometimes they had like 6-year-old children.
Yeah, 5-6-year-olds. Yeah, I remember that. And it's so fun because they have
the one that's on the one that's on YouTube. They tell these 6-year-old boys that we're going to do a tug of war, and the winner will win the prize. And they show the boys that the prize is a doll. Will the boy try to win or purposely lose? And the contestants had a guess.
Yeah, yes or no. That's what the show is anyway. I like that. That was real fun about this. Also, I said in last week one of the promos of the old Dreamhouse on ABC.
Oh, yes.
The old promo hosted by Mike Darrow.
Right, that was on Channel 7, I remember, ABC.
Yeah, they show like a 1-minute promo. They just ask questions, they said, you never know what's going to happen. But that was the fun of the show, you know, and because I know it's been on for 2 years, and when Bob Eubanks did it for about 15 months of the show.
About 15 months, yes.
15 months before Travel took over for our amazing. I like the game. It was fun because they get multiple choices. They always get questions, and then they'll unlock the time release bar and all kinds of stuff. It always happens to a show, and that's what it's going to be a lot of fun because I remember that time. Maybe we'll talk more about it during our Zoom conferencing coming up in just about 12 minutes or so, okay?
All right, yes. So what do you figure, a quarter to or something, or
11:40.
All right. Well, we have about a minute here before it's going to cut us. Now, it did let us go into archive. So, again, I'll thank everybody for calling. Holly, good speaking to you.
Yeah, good speaking to you.
And Ron and Andrea, nice to hear you.
You too.
And
nice to
next time you go to the casino after this whole COVID thing, let us know. Because you had a lot of luck. What did you play that you won $500?
I can't recall offhand, but I think the person before me won a lot. So I think that gave me luck.
Okay. Was it a slot machine?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the most I think I won on a slot machine was $100. It was a Jeopardy slot machine. And I remember the deal at the casino was if you lost $10 or more up until like $100, they'll give you half back. So I put my last $3 in just to lose, and I ended up winning. Anyway, we'll see you next week. Have a good one, everybody. Okay, take care.